What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap the three dots on the top right of the post, select report content, and choose why the post violates Yik Yak community guidelines. Number two, downvote the post. If a post receives 5 downvotes, it will be permanently deleted.
Remember, bias incidents or harmful messages can be reported directly to BART, even if they come from online. Let's use Yik Yak to spread positivity and acknowledge the great things happening in our community. Events, locations, interactions, and more.
This has been a message from the Student Association and the Bias Act Response Team.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the Planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
This is a special place, but how many days do I really feel? I think I'm special too.
Thank you. drywall, it hasn't set yet. We built the frame from pine. Here is a hallway under construction, coming along just fine. We built this house right up to code. They always say reap what you sow. We built the house right up to code. We know this house, it's what we know.
Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to Breeze and Gentlemen. Sorry for the late start here. I was having some issues with my card at the door. I took a very long time, so unfortunately you're not going to have time for a full 2 hours of music today. But today I have, or this evening or afternoon, whatever you want to call it, I have a selection of a lot of, I'm calling it folk night or folk day, but it's not really all folk. It's just like a lot of acoustic, like, and adjacent, like, unplugged performances. There is some folk on here as well, but that's kind of what I'm calling it tonight. Unplugged night, if you will. So, yeah, I got a lot of good songs here. It's going to be annoying now because I have to, like, trim off two or three because of the late start here. But hope you guys enjoy. So, this is Watch Me by Labi Seyfried.
Da 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 stone. Come and be the things you are. I'm still falling, but not quite so far.
So that was Watch Me by Labi Seyfried. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Very good songwriter. I don't remember how I discovered him. Probably my friend. But he's obviously very popular, but... And then when I realized that his song, it's called My Song, actually, ironically, is the sample for, I think Graduation, is that it? Kanye West? I was like, no way, that's pretty cool. So this next song is Say Yes by Elliott Smith. Elliott Smith, I started listening to him after I watched Good Will Hunting, because a lot of the soundtrack in that movie is from him. And I just kind of, like, fell in love with his discography. I just think he's got a really nice voice, and I really like the whole, like, whisper into, like, a microphone and kind of just, like, play the guitar. I think it's really cool. So this song's called Say Yes.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago, and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. It's always been wait and see, a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up and turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Cricket spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. Probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yes. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning.
Till I danced with you. look now. If the superstition's got you down, there's no right way to get back to a heart. Oh, oh, don't you worry about how, but I got it all figured out. They can take my name and take my fame. Lavender girl, take me back to the lavender girl, take me back to the lavender girl, take me back to the star. Lavender girl, take me back in your heart.
That last song was Lavender Girl by Camp. That's probably my favorite song by them. They're a very new band. I would say like folk indie type music, but I think that's definitely their best song. They actually just released an album that was really good this past summer that I listened to a lot while I was working. And this next song isn't really, I don't think it's acoustic. It's a very like soft electric guitar song, but I think a lot of us have been very obsessed with Jeff Buckley recently, as of like the last few months. So this is off of Grace. I think it's his only album. I know he has other releases that are like unofficial and like compilation albums, but I'm pretty sure this is his only official album. This song's called So Real. I really like the. If you didn't know, Jeff Buckley was like a guitarist for like another band before he became like a singer songwriter. So that's why the guitars in his songs are, like, really complicated and good. And this song is just another example of, like, how, like, intricate and, like, how much knowledge he had of the instrument. So it's one of the reasons I really like this song. It's really fun to play. This is So Real.
I
That Was So Real by Jeff Buckley. Really great song there. A lot of nice, really nice vocals. He's got a great voice, probably one of my favorite vocalists. Next, we have one of my favorite, actually, like folk artists, Tom Petty. This song is called You're So Bad.
1, 2, 3, 4.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse. But not me, baby, I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad. My sister's ex-husband can't get no loving. Walks around all faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing, head in the oven. I can't decide which is worse. But not me, baby, I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. Best thing I ever had. So bad.
Bingham is on his way.
none of you stand so tall. Bingo mom, and I get you on. It's a bingo mom. It's a bingo mom.
Last song was "And I Love Her" by the Beatles, and the one before that was Pink Moon by Nick Drake. Next up, we have "Dollar Bill" by Screaming Trees.
Oh, saying something to me.
That was Dollar Bill by The Screaming Trees. That's probably my favorite song by them. It's a really nice song. Next up, we have Hard Sun by Eddie Vedder. If you don't know, Eddie Vedder was the lead singer of Pearl Jam. He did this song for a motion picture about, it was a true story called Into the Wild. It's about this boy, he's either early 20s, late teens, who just went out in the wild to like live off like nature and stuff. And unfortunately, he passed away, I think, from eating like some sort of like poisonous sort of like vegetable or fruit. Or a potato, maybe? I don't remember. I read about that a while ago. But this is Hard Sun. It's a really nice, uplifting song that fits the very nice weather we have in Oneonta today. So here you go.
From above, when I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again.
There's a big hard sun beating on the big people in the big hard world.
When she comes to greet me, she owes mercy at my feet. See a pin of charm, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug in her grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again.
There's a big heart, son.
Yeah.
brushes, comfort by my side. When I try to understand, she just opens up her hands.
That was Hard Sun by Eddie Vedder. I really like that song. It makes me want to, especially it's 61 degrees up in here in Oneonta. Really makes me want to just like take a road trip with the windows down, just like blasting that soundtrack. Next up, we have Out of Tune by the Backseat Lovers. I got into this band last year. My roommate, actually, shout out to him, showed me this band, like an indie band kind of, but this is an acoustic song. One of my favorites of theirs, probably. I really like the lyrics and everything. Kind of like relates to like growing up and everything, but this is Out of Tune by Backseat Lovers.
You can find them on the second floor under my bed. I miss the days when girls were scary. fighter. Walks through the night that didn't take us anywhere. I had funny looking legs. You were funnier than most people knew you were. But I knew. Skipped a class or two to write a couple songs. They were always pretty good. Till the next year we realized that we were wrong. You took a prepubescent kid, showed him to the world, introduced him to rock and roll, YouTube and girls. I miss the days when the girls were scary. My mama said you were a bad influence, but I've never been influenced by anyone that can write or sing or make up shit as cool as you think. Didn't die when we were fired. Started a band without a drummer and a mic. Got a show within a week that I thought would be a show changing my life.
It's my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. But I just want to scream hello.
We're going to take a short break here.
You think you're the wonny? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
One, two, one, two. Seatbelt in, seatbelt out.
You know, Larry, this simple exercise will help us stay healthy, which keeps medical costs down.
But you gotta do it every day, Vince, because if you don't... you can get out of shape fast.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.
Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th